You're listening to KNKX, and let's talk about local politics for a second. A lot of people strive to be informed voters. In the Seattle mayor's race, few voters are more informed than those who have actually done the job. Several former mayors recently gathered for a talk about city politics today. 88.5's Will James was there.
The event at the Folio Library downtown drew four ex-mayors and one former deputy mayor. Combined, they ran or helped run Seattle for 40 years. Some of them ran against each other back in the day. But there was a moment when almost all of them agreed. They were talking about the city's spending, which has grown by about a quarter over the past 4 years during Seattle's continuing economic upswing.
I would say enjoy the sunshine, but winter is coming.
Yes.
That's Greg Nichols, who took office in 2002, not long after the dot-com bust hit Seattle's economy.
We have an economy that goes up and down in pretty dramatic fashion. Right now, we're in a pretty good time.
But he predicted those good times would end.
And I think, who says no?
That's former Mayor Norm Rice chiming in. He served in the 90s. But before that, he was on the city council, where he was used to asking the mayor for money. In fact, he's the only person to ascend from the city council to the mayor's office in half a century.
Someone has to say no. It's about courage. Remember, everybody wants something.
Then their attention turned to the most senior of the mayors present, Wes Ullman. Just after he took office in 1969 at age 34, Boeing began the process of cutting its workforce nearly in half. That rocked Seattle's economy, and Ullman slashed the city's budget. So what advice would he give the next mayor?
I would first of all tell her, when she called me, that you're going to be the only adult in the room.
Oh yeah, Seattle also hasn't had a female mayor since the 1920s. Ullman predicted that would change soon. His advice to her? That she should know how to use her veto. Will James, 88.5 News.